You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
April the 5th, 2021, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, said President Joe Biden just doesn't care about the surge of immigrants overwhelming our facilities at the border. The senator said, sometimes when people act like they don't care, it's not an act. I think President Biden just doesn't care. I think he plans on admitting between 2 and 3 million illegal immigrants into our country this year. We already had hints of that in his campaign. He said, but it's dangerous. He said, the Border Patrol tells me at least people from 55 countries have already come in. And two, it's going to be very expensive. Many of them are going to go right to welfare, especially if they get to a sanctuary city or blue state. It's going to put downward pressure on wages. Absolutely. And he said, and then Senator Kennedy nailed it. He said, and then Biden turns around and makes Kamala Harris, the vice president, in charge of trying to combat illegal immigration. He said, making her the illegal immigration czar is like making El Chapo the drug czar. I love it. In the meantime, Dr. Fauci is upset because Republicans don't think he's doing enough to deal with COVID at the border. Senator Lindsey Graham said, you need to get down there. You need to see what's going on. If you go down there, you would see what's happening. In fact, a tweet he put out, Senator Graham said, paging Dr. Fauci, you need to go to the southern border, witness in person the biggest super spreader in our nation. And here in the response, the chief White House medical advisor, Dr. Fauci, said, yeah, it's a difficult situation at the border. We all know it. The administration is trying the best they can, but having me down at the border, that's not my job. Well, he really said, that's not really what I do. Thought you're supposed to oversee what we're doing in this country to make sure we stop the spread of COVID. You, by your instruction, your direction, you've told the rest of the nation, lock it down. But you're not concerned about this super spreader at the border? That's not just a dereliction of duty. I mentioned that in the last hour. You missed that first hour. You need to go to the podcast and pull it up because I mince no words on Dr. Fauci and what he's been doing. But on this case, again, it's not just dereliction of duty. It's out and out criminal. Walgreens is shifting its Pfizer COVID-19 vaccination. They're moving the scheduling because the federal health officials notified the pharmacy chain, or had been noted, that the pharmacy chain quietly decided to space doses apart over a longer than recommended period. Federal guidelines call for the two-dose series to be administered at least 21 days apart. Walgreens now pushing it to 4 weeks for logistics. Is it going to be as effective? You don't have any reports on that. If it's a Monday, there must be an update out of Chicago. And yes, there is. In Maury Lightfoot's peaceful Chicago, over the weekend, 34 shot in Chicago. 7 killed over Easter weekend. The Chicago Tribune pointed out all 7 of the fatalities occurred on Easter Sunday. Back at the Border Patrol still admits it's trying to struggle with the surge of migrants this year. One speaking on protection, that is, ID won't be identified, won't be noted. He says more than 4,500 criminal aliens with serious records have been apprehended since October 1, 2020. 4,500 criminals. Are they going to Chicago? Some might be. Chicago, of course, one of the toughest gun laws in the nation, but still shootings after shootings and death after death every weekend in Chicago. And, of course, the fallout continues over MLB deciding to pull the All-Star game from Georgia because they don't like the Georgia new election laws. That story broke just as we wrapped up the other day, so we didn't get a chance to do it. We were talking about it was going to possibly happen. President Biden already saying he's for it. Well, now the backlash is starting, and the Job Creators Network president said that decision to pull out of Atlanta, he said it's going to cost upwards of $100 million of economic damage to Georgia. You think they're happy? They're not going to be. And the Georgia Republican Party is booting Coca-Cola from the legislative offices because Coca-Cola was also upset with the voter integrity law. Said, well, then take your Coke and get out of here. Make note of this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi going to get about big money. Big money. Her husband invested between $500,000 and $1 million into the famous electric car company Tesla. And now with this $174 billion for subsidies, they are going to make out big time. And Nancy says, why? I didn't know about that.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, price $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Unbelievable. I mean, really unfortunate today, obviously, that Major League Baseball has folded up and caved to the cancel culture and a bunch of liberal lies, quite honestly. And what's even more sad is the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and people like Stacey Abrams labeling the Election Integrity Act Jim Crow. This is what happens. You know, now you have a lot of small business owners, a lot of great baseball fans, including myself, are getting deprived of having the All-Star game in Atlanta because of a cancel culture. And I think it's a message to all of us all across this country that are at home tonight. They're coming after you next. You know, they're going to come after your ball game. They're going to boycott your business. If you don't agree with their way of life, they're going to come after you on that, too.
That's exactly correct. The words of Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. Now, last Friday, as we were wrapping the program, we knew at that time that the MLB was considering moving the All-Star game, and especially after Joe Biden made some remarks, which you're going to hear again here in a moment, they pulled the trigger. But it happened just as we're signing off, so I couldn't deal with it. But I'm going to now with this next segment. There is nothing that has been stated and attributed to the Georgia election law about trying to prevent someone from voting and denying the right to vote. There's nothing in any of those statements that are factual. Not one statement, but nobody's bothered to look. I will guarantee you, I will guarantee you Biden never read the damn law. He didn't. Somebody told him. And he's parroting what he was told. And everyone else has been doing the same thing. There's an op-ed in USA Today about the decision to move the MLB out of the Georgia. The USA Today Sports Race and Equity. See, when it starts off USA Today Sports Race, I think, oh, it's a car racing? Oh, a horse racing? No. No, it's Sports Race and Inequality Editor. And he's commending the MLB for doing this. He said, you want to know what courage looks like? Look at the Major League Baseball right now. They saw the naked, jingoistic racism of voter suppression in Georgia and in response decided to move this year's All-Star game from the state. He said, this is what guts looks like. And again, they're doing it, and it's all based on a lie. It's a lie. I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to give you details of the Georgia voting law. And what you're hearing from them is not true. If you listen to them, the polls will close at 5 o'clock. That's not true. If you listen to them, if you're standing in line, you can't have anything to drink or eat. That is not true. We're going to break it all down for you. But again, let's go back to President Biden last week, because the question was put in front of him, a softball served up like this is what the mainstream, I correct myself, the state-controlled media does now. They give him a nice big softball, throw it nice and easy and slow, and wake up, Joe, here it comes, wake up. Okay, he's got it. The question and answer to Joe Biden.
What do you think about the possibility that baseball decides to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta because of this political issue?
I think today's professional athletes are acting incredibly responsibly. I would strongly support them doing that. The very people who are victimized the most are the people who are the leaders in these various sports. And it's just not right. This is Jim Crow on steroids.
I still don't get it. He says the very people that are affected the most are the leaders in sports. Who? Who in the leader of sports are affected the most by, as you say, the Jim Crow laws? And it's not Jim Crow laws. We're going to break it down in more detail for you. But that was what Biden did the other day. And, of course, that basically gave MLB, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You got our permission to go. And once they made the decision, former President Barack Obama came in. And at the same time, praised the MLB for doing that. Now they're trying to decide where we're going to move it. They haven't decided yet. Well, Chuck Schumer says, hey, come to New York. The voting restrictions in New York are tougher than they are in Georgia. And also saw quickly, I can't find it right away. Oh, yeah, here it is, Milwaukee. Milwaukee started saying, hey, you should come here, and you can use All-Star Game as a way to honor Hank Aaron, who, the baseball great and civil rights figure, started his career with the Braves before the franchise moved to Atlanta and ended his career playing for the Brewers. The Milwaukee says it's a particularly appropriate location to honor Hank Aaron, who is a revered and beloved former Milwaukeean. I agree with those points about Hank Aaron. I mean, fantastic player, obviously breaking through barriers and phenomenal story all around him from as an individual, much less being a player. But I think the Milwaukee mayor there is pandering. And keep in mind the cost to the state of Georgia, Atlanta. You make a decision like that to pull that out, you have to know, you have to know there's going to be a lot of cost. Money lost. And in fact, that's exactly what we were reporting earlier in news and commentary. The Jobs Creators Network president and CEO, according to him, the decision to remove the All-Star game and the NBA draft out of Atlanta, because they're thinking about doing the same. In fact, I think they have decided. Have they? I think they have decided. Maybe they're still deciding. He said, you remove those, you're going to cause $100 million of economic damage to Georgia. And he said the business being hurt the most would be minority-owned businesses that desperately need the revenue. And minorities who rely upon those wages at ball games and so forth. They're not doing anything to help those people. And in fact, Stacey Abrams was quickly to come out and say, whoa, don't do that. It's already been done. Stacey Abrams also claiming the Georgia election law was not fair. But she would rather not have a boycott of her state. She actually recognizes that, yeah, this is going to be devastating to Georgia. And, Stacey, you take some of the blame. There's a thin line between credit and blame. and you're going to take all the credit for putting all this attention on the Georgia election law that is racist. And now you're going to take the blame instead of the credit for the game leaving and Coca-Cola and Delta talking about we'll just pull out as well. We'll start backing everything off. Response to Coca-Cola, the Georgia Republican Party has decided to boot Coca-Cola out of the state offices. Said, you're not going to be able to sell Coke in our state offices anymore. Good for them. And, of course, then they're still trying to decide where are they going to put the MLB game. And for Biden to say, yeah, this is Jim Crow stuff because what they're doing is limiting and disenfranchising people, Senator Lindsey Graham says, look at Biden's home state.
Georgia is trying to make sure that everybody can vote legally. Georgia has a 17-day early voting period, including weekends. Delaware, where President Biden's from, has no early voting. You don't have to have a reason to cast an absentee ballot in Georgia. You just want to. So you can vote robustly in Georgia, but now you got to prove you are who you are. And that's driving the left crazy because it's harder to cheat.
Yeah. No one can tell me why you should not be able to prove you are who you are to vote. Oh, yes, the hypocrisy is there. I'm going to come to the hypocrisy, believe me. In fact, I posted something about it over the weekend at Larry Connors USA Facebook, and the thing blew up. But here again is Governor Kemp of Georgia and what the voter bill really is.
This bill simply changes the signature requirement for absentee ballots and uses voter ID. We've been using voter ID, Tucker, in Georgia since the mid-2000s. 97% of the people voted in person before the pandemic. So they're used to using a voter ID. It's no big deal. We're securing drop boxes, which were never in the law before this bill, and fixing a lot of other things that will make sure we have secure, accessible, fair elections.
He was appearing on Tucker Carlson. He said, we're actually putting into the law voter ballot boxes where they could be dropped off, but making sure they're secure. He said, we weren't even using voter ID. This just going to now apply to getting an absentee ballot. Well, of course, if the federal H.R. 1 is pushed through, the government, the feds will decide, we will tell you what to do in your states for your voting, and anything requiring an ID will dump. Yeah, they want to make you believe that it's just, as Biden was trying to say, it's Jim Crow. And then you got these companies making their decision. MLB, of course, first deciding to pull back. And then you got the corporate hypocrites. Again, Governor Kemp.
It's so hypocritical, too. It's just like Major League Baseball, headquartered in New York. Delta's flying to New York. I'm sure Coca-Cola sells a lot of product in New York. Well, you look at New York's voting laws. You have to have an excuse to vote absentee by mail in New York. You do not in Georgia. Just if you want to vote absentee here, you can do it. We have 17 days of in-person early voting before the election for people to participate. We now have two more optional days if counties opt into that on Sundays that was in this bill that's actually expanding access for voting opportunities early. New York has 10, so we have either 7 or 9 days more than New York, where Major League Baseball is headquartered. I guess we should be boycotting, you know, them for having their headquarters in New York, because that law is more restricted than ours.
Oh, my God, that's right. But he's unveiling the dirty little secret that we all know, and they hope that you're not paying attention. And in addition to that, while the lie about the voter ID is wrong, and the fact that other states are now trying to push forward the voter ID if they don't have it, and they're trying to say that's disenfranchising, Delta Airlines pulling out of Georgia because that's not fair to require a voter ID, I want to see you try to get on a Delta airline flight without showing an ID, a photo ID of some type. I want to see that. And again, the Georgia new legislation places new registration restrictions on voting by mail, adding voter ID requirements for voting by mail. It does limit the ballot drop boxes. It mandates 2 Saturdays of early voting ahead of general election. They had only 1, now they're saying 2, and it leaves 2 Sundays as an optional voting date. and it bans outside groups from handing out food or water to those waiting in line. Outside groups. Outside groups. And the hypocrisy still among the corporate, between Coca-Cola board meetings. You go to the Coca-Cola board meeting, you have to show voter ID, you have to show an ID, a picture ID, to get in their shareholders meeting. Did you know that? You better have one. They're not going to let you in. And then also when it comes to the MLB, you go to pick up some tickets at a will call window for an MLB game, a Major League Baseball game. You have to show a voter ID to get that. And then we have this issue that Senator Rubio, Florida, pointed out. Baseball fundamentally supporting voting rights for all Americans? Huh. He said MLB caves to pressure and moves the draft and all-star game out of Georgia on the same week they announced a deal with a company backed by the genocidal Communist Party of China. Why are we still listening to these woke corporate hypocrites on taxes, regulations, and antitrust? And Governor Kemp says Georgia is not going to bend. Because he said we're not going to. We're not going to back up. We're not going to bow down to them. We're just not going to give. Good. Come back. Let's pick up some of that as well. I also want to share with you some comments that hit my Facebook over the weekend regarding what I put up, reference MLB pulling out. I couldn't do it on the show last week. Could have happened right after it went off. But you'll want to hear some of these comments. Maybe some of you wrote them. Stand by, please.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What comes to mind for me is what Davy Crockett said. I think he said it best. Y'all can all go to hell and I'll go to Texas. Okay? Because I'm sick and tired. I am speaking on behalf of millions of people in this country who want to say to the pathetic, weak, moral cowards who are leading these companies, who are so worried about the mob and cancel culture and everybody else, it's enough already. Time to stop. We all know what real racism is and what real racism looks like. And you're not fooling anybody. It's dishonest, it's fundamentally morally depraved, and it is also tyrannical. That's what we're really looking at here. This is a form of tyranny. And why? The real question is, why don't you want more secure voting laws?
Good question, isn't it? That's a member of the Fox panel talking about the MLB pulling out of Georgia and several corporations doing the same, and the hypocrisy is just phenomenal, just absolutely phenomenal. Because as the governor of Georgia pointed out, we have 17 days of in-person early voting. 17 days. New York State has only 10. Why aren't you guys complaining about Senator Chuck Schumer and what they're doing in his state? So the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, says we're not going to bow down.
I can tell you we are not backing down. The members of the legislature that voted on this bill that were duly elected in November are not backing down. People are rising up. Because they're worried. They're worried who's going to, what sport's going to be next? You know, what event's going to be next? What business is going to be next?
That's exactly right. You know, the other day, as soon as this story broke, I saw a posting by my brother down in Texas. He said, well, I was planning on sitting down this weekend and watching my Astros. He said, forget it, not turning them on anymore. I got a letter from Diane, a loyal listener. Through the email, she said, I dropped my season tickets to the Cardinals late this afternoon after being a season ticket holder for a little over 40 years. It's not the Cardinals' fault, but it's the MLB fault. Sports should not be political. And she said, for Coke, I dumped them out, now I'm going to buy more. And I hit the other day, I put up on a Larry Connors Facebook posting what the MLB had done, pointing out how hypocritical it is anyway, pointing out if you go to an MLB game, you got to show your picture ID to get tickets. And the response immediately blew up. 60-plus comments here that I have in front of me. I haven't even refreshed it. Jay quickly said, how typical of race-baiting hypocrites. Bob said, I quit watching MLB years ago. They lost me when Jack Buck died. Daniel says, good, talking about how we're fighting back against this. Lisa says, you had to show an ID, I should say, to buy a beer in a ballpark. That's right. Rebecca said, this is just unbelievable. Barbie said, try to go to one of those banks of the players and try to withdraw money without an ID, see if you get any. Doc says, another example, big money, pandering to the Socialist Democrat Party. John Francis saying, hypocrisy at its best, Larry. Michael saying the same thing, hypocrisy on the left knows no bounds, ridiculous. Terry, Larry, the good thing about the Democrat hypocrites, it gives you much more material to work with. Yeah, you're right, Terry, I got a lot. Mary says, unfortunately, we are all doomed. And Jill says, Jim says, what if the Braves are in the World Series? What's going to happen then? Ken says, no longer going to watch MLB game. Then Mike didn't understand, obviously. He said, just because they made it illegal to give people food and drinks, have been waiting in line for hours? He says, more voter suppression attempts by crooked Republicans. Mike, you don't have the facts. First of all, are folks running a marathon? Is that why they're so thirsty staying in a voting line? Are there times you might have to spend an hour or two? Yeah, I guess so, if you have to. And Georgia sun and heat, it will make you suffer. I will agree. But you can bring your own water and food if you're smart enough, you're going to do that, if you think you're going to be a long time. Or you can have friends bring it to you. And there's supposed to be a water receptacle nearby. Nobody's denying them water. You just cannot have anybody supporting a candidate because when they come up and offer something like that, they might be enticing a vote. And that's electioneering near a poll. And you're not allowed to do that. By the way, over the weekend, 60 Minutes did a piece on DeSantis, and according to the many, even reporters admitting that it was a hatchet job, Congressman Gates may still be on the way out. We'll have to update that again tomorrow, too. So many things. It's like going through a buffet. There's so much to grab, I can't eat it all. We're going to have some tomorrow. But I will tell you what's coming up. Charles Barkley and his reaction to what's going on with the MLB and NBA.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around under 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed, and at the same time, will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that this is.
I really don't know.
Okay.
The answer is that's
you don't know yes or no if the laptop.
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
It could be you're lying all the way. Those are the words of Hunter Biden. And, of course, he appeared in full on a CBS interview over the weekend and saying about that laptop, there could be a laptop that was stolen from me. Could be I was hacked. Could be that it was a Russian intelligence. But I don't know if that's my laptop or not. In fact, I don't even remember going there. Well, I have no doubt he probably didn't remember going to that computer store in Delaware in 2019. The owner says he came in and dropped it off, and it's got a Biden sticker and some other stuff on it, and the video and so forth shows Hunter Biden in it. But he's saying now, of course, as he's trying to push his book, what's it called, Beautiful Things? Let me tell you something. Don't spend a dollar on that book. You've already heard everything of a value in that book. I've reported it to you. You've seen it other places. And it's been fawned over and praised by the leftist media, and they're reading all the best parts of it. That's it. You don't need to spend any money. That's like watching a movie trailer, and you're like, this is a pretty good movie. And you get there, and that was the best part. The minute and a half trailer, that was the very best part of the movie. The rest of it is not so good. And the mainstream media, state-controlled media, the state-controlled media now, going out and helping Hunter Biden sell his book. And, of course, when the laptop story first broke, the New York Post put it out, big tech, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they all started shutting down any accounts from the New York Post so they could not use those platforms to promote the Hunter Biden laptop story, saying, oh, there's nothing to it, there's no proof, and so forth and so on. And they weren't going to run it. When Kavanaugh, now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, was up for his confirmation, and the stories came out about him, they ran every story they had. Even if there were questions, even if it's just a he said, she said, even if there was no validation, they ran it because it was a conservative at stake, and especially a position on the Supreme Court. They tried to destroy the man. Thank God it didn't happen. And now, of course, they've got Congressman Gates in their target sights, and I'm not sure where Gates is, to be quite honest. I'm not going to step up and defend him. There have been some questions and some things about him in the past. But he wrote a piece that appeared in the Washington Examiner, an opinion piece. And he said, Washington scandal cycles are predictable and sex is especially potent in politics. Let me first remind everyone, I am a representative in Congress, not a monk, and certainly not a criminal. And Nancy Pelosi once defended Bill Clinton after, you know, what happened in the Oval Office. He said, you got CNN, New York Times, Politico, and all repeating false allegations about a congressman who hates the swamp, fights them on a daily basis. He said, just like the mafia, the D.C. swamp protects its made men. Since I'm taking my turn under the gun, let me address the allegations against me directly. First, I have never, ever paid for sex. Second, I, as an adult man, have not slept with a 17-year-old. See, that was a story that started coming out the other day. This is an FBI investigation involving maybe child pornography, sex rings, things of that nature, prostitution rings, and Matt Gaetz's name was in it. And as he said, I might appear as a subject, but I'm not the target. But I also had a quote the other day from constitutional lawyer Jonathan Turley, said, well, all you kind of keep in mind in these indictments and so forth, you're just one line away from being, from going from a subject to a target. Doesn't mean it's happening. But Gates insisting, I am not resigning. So he's standing fast. And they're going to go after him. But you don't see them going after Hunter Biden, do you? No, you don't. Other than to promote his book. What did happen over the weekend, 60 Minutes did a report on Publix vaccine deal, Publix supermarket chain. According to CBS 60 Minutes on their report Sunday, that Publix supermarket chain got COVID-19 vaccine distribution deal weeks after donating to the political action committee of, wait for it, here it comes, Florida Governor DeSantis. The Republican governor, of course, pushing back, so that's a fake narrative. Publix called the statement irresponsible to say that our grocery chain campaign donation was linked to the vaccine rollout. The head of the Florida Emergency Management Agency said the 60 Minutes report is absolute malarkey. A journalist and news analyst criticizing the 60 Minutes report, accusing the program of selectively editing the segment with DeSantis. Florida reporters and political analysts weighing in on the decision by Florida officials to partner with Publix on the vaccine rollout. But I don't see anything here that backs up what they've been saying. I don't know the real story there any more than I do on DeSantis right now. I mean, on Gates. So I'm not trying to make a ruling for you. You do that on your own. But we do know what happens normally by the state-controlled media in particular right now. This tragedy the other day at the Capitol. A 25-year-old drives into a barrier, hits two Capitol police officers, killing one of them, injuring another. Gets out of his car, he's got a knife, and he's going to go after the officers. They shoot him dead, as they should. And when the story first broke, mainstream, let me correct that, state-controlled media jumped in, started talking about the white guy probably linked to Trump. Well, no, as it turned out, according to his own Facebook profile, had photos and videos of the Nation of Islam rallies. He was a follower of Farrakhan, even called Farrakhan Jesus. Praising Farrakhan as an outspoken anti-Semite. Now, once that began to come out, the state-controlled media kind of went away. They were wanting so much to tie this to what happened on January 6th, which was, by all consideration, wrong. But again, that got blamed on Trump, so surely this guy is going to be part of it. And there's something else. This is going to be a very delicate area I'm going to discuss. You're always going to hear through the January 6th event that a Capitol Police officer died, but we have yet to be given exactly what happened. Originally told that he's hit with a fire extinguisher and killed by one of those protesting, and they all came from the Trump rally. But his own brother said, I talked to him later today. He said, I'm fine, just got hit with some spray. And they're charging us a couple guys, hitting him with spraying him with bear spray or something that maybe caused some issue. So we still don't really know. We don't know what happened, but it's still a loss. And on this case, we clearly know a guy ran down a Capitol Police officer. Oh, and there are a couple, at least one other deaths, maybe two related to the January 6th thing, supposedly suicide, that according to Capitol Hill Police, that our officers are so distraught, morale is so devastated that these two decide to take their lives. I don't know their story and their background, and anyone that reaches that point obviously needs help. They didn't get it. But with all due respect, if we're going to be honest about this, if we're going to be honest, for the most part, Capitol Hill Police don't really do anything other than stand around kind of watching guard. And so they're doing a job. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But they're not actively fighting crime on a daily basis like the officers in the streets. They're not pulling over cars in the middle of the night, not sure who's going to be in the car, what's going to happen next. Now, again, they're doing a vital job. I'm not distracting from that at all. But if there's any suicidal thought or depression and morale, I'd say it's in our streets with our police officers. But, of course, the Capitol Police are getting praise from the Democrats because they were there to save us from the Trump people. I will praise the Capitol Police. But I also praise those officers in the street, but I don't see that from the other side. They're not going to do that because it would make the story clear that it's deadly and dangerous on the streets, and the police officers on the street get no respect for the most part lately. They want to defund them, cut their jobs, make it tougher, and that's why they're resigning in droves and having morale problems. The death of two Capitol Police officers, however they died in an event, well, certainly we still don't know what happened on the January 6th, but certainly this last one, that's a loss. For him, his family, obviously, others. But I don't know how many police officers we lose over every week, unfortunately. By the way, YouTube, the Google On video platform that we are on until they decide to pull me off, I guess, Larry Connors, USA YouTube. You can go subscribe. I encourage you to do it as long as you can. Larry Connors, USA YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe. Have it delivered direct to you before they pull it. If they do, because I'm going to tell you that YouTube apparently has deleted 2.5 million dislikes from videos regarding the official White House channel of President Joe Biden. Somebody doing a check and finding the data and found that they wiped out 2.5 million dislikes. You know, the like, dislike, so forth. Well, they were deleting 8,000 dislikes per video on average. Not a single like was removed. They kept dislikes up there, but it was way, way down, and they didn't take a single like off. Yeah. That's like the Chinese saying we've had no deaths from COVID or our vaccine. All right, as I promised, Charles Barkley coming up next.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer.
Those are the words of Charles Barkley, retired NBA legend, on CBS over the weekend. His points being about the division we're having in our country and who to blame. Those are his statements. I think our system's set up where our politicians, whether Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. There's a lot of truth in that, and some things I'd have some exception with. I'm going to concede that, yeah, there are Republicans that want to divide and conquer as well, conservatives, especially the far, far right conservatives. And there are also Democrats, I want to concede, that are in the middle. They want to bring everybody together. They want us to be together. They don't want to have the division and the woke cancel culture all the time. That's not what they're for either. But they're kind of swept up in it. And this decision by to get out of Georgia with the MLB game and the NBA draft cancel that, and Coca-Cola saying, well, maybe we should get out, and maybe the Delta Airlines, which uses Atlanta as a hub, thinking, yeah, you know, maybe we shouldn't, you know, they're all looking for ways to punish Georgia. But at the same time, some also have to recognize, yeah, but there's a limit. Like CBS over the weekend, headlined a story, actually came out Friday, talking about President Joe Biden and other pushing for this thing to get rid of and to move the games because of the Georgia election law, Delta, Major League Baseball, UPS, and others to shame the Republicans. The CBS original headline read, three ways companies can help fight Georgia's restrictive new voting law. That's not a news story. That's an opinion. Because they've already declared it's Georgia's restrictive new voting law. It's not. As I said earlier to you, they get 17 days of absentee voting in Georgia. They only get 10 in New York. In New York, you have to give a reason to be voting absentee. In Georgia, you don't. But they don't care about the facts. But the pushback on CBS with that, well, they quietly changed the title to Activists Are Calling on Big Companies. Rather than giving three ways companies could join in and fight, they decide to go the other way. And the issue over the voter ID again. We talked about this earlier. You're going to get on a Delta flight, you're going to have to show an ID. You're going to get in the CBS shareholders meeting, you have to show an ID. Now I've got a list here of other places where where valid IDs are required. Driving, buying cigarettes in some cases, liquor, visiting a casino, a lot of places. There are a lot of things in there. I don't have time to go through all of them, but I mentioned that driving again because somebody put out a funny cartoon the other day. It shows this kid stopped by a police officer, and he's leaning over and said, let's see your driver's license. He said, I don't have one. I'm going to vote. Charles Barkley again on this division and how it hurts us.
I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, Let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Well, if he believes in his heart, I'm not going to argue, but I don't think that's always true, but I know there's enough of it, and I ask you to take a stand and start using ways to unite. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican. Let's have a better America. Let's come together. And even inside the left, they would turn on each other. Music legend Cher, she put out a quote the other day, or rather a tweet referencing death of George Floyd, watching some of the trial proceedings, and she put out a tweet and said, I was talking to Mom, and she said, I watched the trial of the policeman who killed George Floyd and cried. I said, Mom, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I kept thinking, maybe if I'd been there, I could have helped. Well, boy, did she get backlash. One Twitter writing, Cher, I say this with respect, white savior complex, stop. Another one, if the firefighter EMS tried to intervene, did succeed, you sure had no chance. What a post. Mind-boggling. So Cher suddenly started backing up, saying, I know people, I apologize, but to God, I'm truly sorry if I upset anyone in the black community. That's what she said. Walk it back. Walk it back. But again, we are so deep into this woke culture. Let me give you an example. This is one of the, this one will take the cake. You have a high school in Portland. They wanted to change their mascot. And they decided to make a tree, the evergreen out in front, make that their mascot for their school. But then someone said, we can't do that. One teacher said, well, yeah, they provide shelter and sustenance, but keep in mind they've also been used to hang black people. So we can't use a tree as a mascot. That's the kind of division I think Charles Barkley's referring to. Let's stop that stuff. Find unity. Unity. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.